Welcome to another episode of Bedtime Stories with Salty Vixen. Tonight's story is titled, How It Might Begin and Continue. When I see you next, this is what I'm going to do. I will tell you to undress completely. Yes, pull the covers down off the bed and arrange the pillows at the headboard. I then will tell you to prop yourself up and sit against it, and I will remain fully clothed. Yes, I will make note of the time. And 60 minutes later, well, I will let you come. I'll then bend my mouth to your cock. I will lick, stroke, and tease you. I'll cup your balls with my hands and my mouth. And you must say you will fuck me whenever I want, wherever I want. I will listen to you whimper, and I'll make you beg to come. Oh, you will try to thrust against my face, but I won't let you, as I'm in charge. Oh yes, you'll be deep in my throat, then teased only by my lips. Yes, much as I want to, oh, I won't give in and fuck you. You can have my mouth, and that's it, baby. I'm hungry to swallow your load, and nothing else will satisfy me. But you're going to have to earn it. And before we get into tonight's story, I'd like to remind my listeners that in the description box below is a link to my website with the full story typed out. Tell me, sweetie, is fucking earned? I know you want to fuck me. Let's begin. I was dimly conscious of the fire alarm box pressing into my lower back, but everything else was a blur. Burying my face in his chest, yes, I could smell his cologne mingled with his musky natural scent, sublime, intoxicating, yes, We met a short while before at a large public railway station in the center of London, immediately recognizing each other from the pictures we had exchanged. It had been a meeting that put the romance of brief encounter to shame. Yes, we had been drawn together as if magnetized, each first touching, then holding the other's hand. And then, oh yes, that kiss. Oh, that first kiss. Oh my. Oh, I had thought about it and imagined how it might be for months now. But nothing had prepared me for all of this. Not for the intensity of feeling, nor the softness of his luscious lips, or the strength of his arms as they pulled me closer to him, nor for the way the world span when I was, close to him. Not for the fireworks in my head, the colors exploding before my eyes, the expanding excitement within me. Oh, yes, the sheer and utter joy that we were finally breathing the same airspace. Oh, I don't know how long we initially stood there as we kissed as if time had stopped. God, what a good kisser he is. It was a 10-minute walk back to my hotel from the station, but was more than an hour between the time we arrived there and from the time we first laid eyes on each other. Now in the elevator, I shifted slightly so that the fire alarm box no longer protruded into me. We were holding each other as if our lives depended on hanging on tightly, as if each had to grip the other to believe that this was real. It very well might not be, but it was. It was just very difficult to compute. For the first 3 months now, we had communicated daily, texts and phone calls. No day had been allowed to pass without reciprocal contact. Said contact was never minimal, always a pass that went back and forth, at least twice. I had sent him photos of me almost as soon as he asked me, garnering an enthusiastic response. You're gorgeous. I'm drooling here, he always would respond in text. We had each recognized in the other a kindred spirit. We bonded on so many levels and felt so natural in each other's company so quickly that it had astounded us both. We'd laugh and joke together, proclaimed our answers to the problems of the world, from our cyber soapboxes to each other, discussed literature and music and film and television, and on. We shared intimate and revealing fantasies, each about the other. We collaborated on writing work together, each truly appreciating and enjoying the input of the other, each believing that the other validated them, and we both felt so at home with each other that to cut the connection was wrong on so many conventional levels, but right on all the millions of others was simply impossible, and we knew we had to meet in order to prove that the other truly existed, that the feelings were real, that this wasn't some after-school special that came true, or a scene from a British soap opera, or reconnecting with somebody from high school that you had a naughty, fun, sexy affair. At least using an app such as WhatsApp. No, we wanted this to be real, and it was time to meet. This was so real that it was practically tangible. Oh, what do you call that emotion? You know, that sense of wonder that engulfs you when you feel this way to the extent that it's as if no one ever felt before. You know, I once felt that way with my ex, that blast from the past. But then again, it was just a sexing affair and never in person. I mean, I was his personal virtual plaything. I was his virtual mistress. Well, he created me. In fact, I don't think he knew how I felt about him, and it was hot. Yes, he still turns me on whenever I randomly think about him. And I wonder, does he ever think about me after all these years? Oh well, that was a lifetime ago, I guess. With a ping that made us both jump, the elevator stopped at the correct floor. I took his hand and led him to the room, fumbling more than usual with a card key that refused to point blank to work the first time I tried it, and each time I attempted to enter my room. Eventually, the door opened, and there we were, inside, an enclosed space, together. We talked a little else for months now. God, I'm so hot. I wonder if he's horny too. Yes, my palms were sweating. Shit. I was suddenly so fucking nervous. I started visibly trembling. Taking off his coat, he then removed mine, and my nerves got the better of me and really took hold. And I suddenly couldn't meet his eye. What if I disappointed him? What if I was mistaken? What if, and what if, and what if? It's so much easier to talk naughty things online. You know, sexting is a hell lot easier. Because when in person, my nerves, oh God, it was taking over me. I'm like a timid mouse, shy mouse. I mean, okay, I could tell that he'd liked what he initially seen, but this was so much more than that. And I wanted him so fucking badly that I could feel it welling up inside of me like a volcano. And yet I couldn't speak a word. And he sensed my discomfort and sat down next to me on the bed. Turning to me, he took his index finger and tilted my chin until my eyes met his. And I met his sparkling blue gaze evenly, looking deeply into those blue pools as if searching for answers that I knew hadn't been formulated yet. Still, neither of us said a word. With his free hand, he took hold of my right and held it tight, then brought it to his lips and kissed each finger softly. Yes, I found myself exhaling, little realizing how long I held my breath and felt myself relax. I didn't look away for a second though. I was mesmerized. And finally, he spoke. "Kiss me, my sweetie. Words I love to hear. Ooh, a nickname I love. In fact, the last time I heard the word sweetie was from Blast from the Past. I remember when he first used that name, I was taken aback. Did I get a pet name? Or was it the heat of the moment? You know, when we were FaceTime, well, masturbating or sex, whatever you want to call it. It was hot. It was something like out of a porn video from the 80s or 90s. I mean, God, you can't make this up. And yes, that moment, that hot sex moment we had has inspired me for my writing occasionally. I'm just saying. And so, back to the hot guy. Well, kissing I did. And kissing we did. And fuck, oh God, it was so amazing. It was as if nothing and no one else existed. I dimly became aware of kicking my pants off, barely aware that I'd even unzipped them. It was all such a natural progression. I entwined my bare legs with his, vaguely registering that his leg was also unclothed. I broke from his mouth and held myself back at arm's length. Oh, I wanted to look at him, this man who had so captured my attention, my mind, my heart, and my soul. Such a beautiful face, those eyes that masked his inner self, the self he had bared to me on so many occasions. Oh, I knew this face so well. It was almost a part of me, and yet I felt a pressing urge to gaze at it again. He looked straight back at me. My princess, he said. Oh, I love when he talks. Yes, baby. So much better than sweetie for pet name. I'm just saying. I reached forward and pulled his shirt over his head, and he did the same to me, and then pulled me close to him so that we could, well, each feel the other's skin next to our own. Yes, baby. He then unhooked my bra, releasing my double D breasts into his waiting hands. He exhaled slowly, yes, and bent his mouth to my nipples. Yes, causing me to inhale sharply. I threw my head back in joy. Oh, nothing had ever felt so natural to me in my life. Don't stop. Yes, baby. I stroked his head and the side of his face. My hand drifted down to his shoulder, which I caressed with loving attention. And he continued to massage my breasts and pinch at my nipples. Yes, baby. Rendering me speechless with ecstasy. Yes, baby. My hands drifted down his chest, drawing circles around his nipples until he moaned. No, yes, tweak them. Oh, yes, I caressed his nipples and then sharply tweaked them, causing him to groan with pleasure. Oh, yes, baby. I bent my head to them, and then he ran his fingers through my hair as I gently bit down on the first one and, oh, yes, the other. Oh my God, oh my fucking God, that is so good, baby. Aha, praising God. This meant that I was having the desired effect. I knew he only became ecclesiastical when he was highly aroused, and I heard him do this over the phone before, but never up close and personal. As I continued to move my mouth down to his torso, licking and nibbling and nuzzling as I went, yes, I felt his fingers tracing circles over my body, over my shoulders, down my back until he reached my hips. And playfully, he pinched my waist and felt me jump. A little ticklish, are you? I murmured in a growly kind of way. Damn it. I was trying to concentrate on him. There was nothing else for it. He was obviously going to start tickling me in earnest until I could distract him. And that would render me completely helpless. Oh, and I do not do helpless in the bedroom. Not if I can help it. No. This called for a decisive action. In one swift move, I bent over his rock-hard cock and took it as far into my mouth as I could and sucked. Yes, baby. Hard. Yes. This time, it was the turn of Mary, Mother of God, to be praised with a sudden yelp of pleasure. Oh, yes, I pulled back off his beautiful cock, gently raising my teeth all the way up his shaft and around the rim of his head. Then, before he had time to register what I was doing, well, I moved my mouth under his shaft, taking first one, then both bowls in my mouth and sucking them gently. Yes, my hand stroked his cock so it shouldn't feel left out in the cold, so to speak. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, he moaned. Suddenly, I felt his fingers moving down the crack of my ass. He deftly maneuvered them around my anus until he was playfully dipping them in and out, looping me with my own wetness that he obtained by running another finger into my engorged and very wet cunt. Oh, yes, baby. Now, it was my turn to moan in delight, which was all I could manage with his balls in my mouth. Yes, without causing my body to move. I did not want to disturb him in his efforts, so then I shifted my mouth back to concentrating on his heavy, thick cock. Yes, I looked at it briefly before returning it back into my mouth. Deep. Yes, it was so beautiful, so full, so velvety, so beautifully sculptured. Yes, I left the side of him. I took him as deep as I could and sucked hard, then released. I cuddled and caressed his beautiful balls. All the while, I traced the edge of his rim with my teeth and my tongue. Yes, I worshipped his cock like it was sent from beyond. And I could not get enough of him in my mouth, baby. Yes, oh, his fingers went into my ass deeper and deeper, causing my head to spin with pleasure. I knew I was close, but I did not want to come without him. Yes. Then in my hands, I felt the unmistakable feeling of his balls rising. Yes. And I ensured that I had him firmly in my mouth so that when he came, I could take all he had to give me and happily swallow. Yes. And there it was, with an ecstatic, oh God, yes, oh God, yes, oh God, yes, oh, he came, and I came with him, yes, drive me up to a level of bliss that I had not experienced in a long, long time, and I exploded inside with delight, oh God, I'm coming, coming, yes, baby, yes, that was so fucking amazing. Breathless and panting, we looked at each other, and I smiled at him, and yes, he smiled back, the joy in his face mirroring my own and lighting up the room. You're perfect, he said to me. Where have you been my whole life? I smiled back and did not answer. I couldn't. I was too moved by him saying such beautiful thing, and I don't think I've ever felt happier, ever. I hope you enjoyed tonight's story. Until next time, my lovelies, remember, stay horny, yes, stay wet, stay salty vixen. Goodbye.